As soon as Joseph played this one for us, I started to hear, as I walked through the valley of the shadow of death, which puts me right back to that corner cherry tree in front of Como Lake Junior High in 1995. Coolio's song was everywhere, but absolutely not in the school cafeteria. There was a jukebox covered in a moving blanket, unplugged and facing the wall. I guess the year before, the seniors would play Red Red Wine on repeat every lunch hour, and it drove the lunch ladies bananas, so music in the cafeteria was banned. A jukebox in 1995. I guess we did learn to square dance to Oh Johnny Oh on a 45 thing, which the PE teacher would blast through the PA with the microphone used for announcements during school volleyball and basketball games. I'm standing in weather right now that reminds me a lot of walking home from school weather back then. Wet and fresh, a little wind. Juanita DeFranco's Puddle Dive in my Walkman, purchased from the Cameron Branch Library when they replaced their cassette collection with CDs. Or in line at McDonald's at lunchtime getting a McChicken combo with a dub cassette copy of Doolittle from Mandy Lau's older brother Ted. A totally clock that I stole the line Tied to the Moon from The New Pollution by Beck when he read my abstract poem printed in the school yearbook. I'd rather lock my keys in the car than listen to the Pixies now, but I would listen to Coolio or Red Red Wine, or pretty much anything really. You could throw on track 33 off the new Morgan Wallen CD. It wasn't a valley in the shadow of death, it was a soggy field freshly aerated.